This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Now, the impact of COVID-19 pandemic has left entrepreneurs and their ventures facing unprecedented challenges, and self-development and planning has become essential in this day and age. And entrepreneurs across all parts of the world have had to adapt to the changes and challenges brought by the emergence of COVID-19 pandemic. And to help young entrepreneurs survive and thrive, the African Management Institute is offering a limited number of scholarships to the Survive to Thrive program, prioritizing women-owned businesses. And this is a six-month virtual business growth program designed to support businesses and entrepreneurs with practical skills and tools. To talk to us more about this, we are joined by Irene Okoye, Business Development Manager at AMI Southern Africa. Irene Okoye, thank you so much for joining us right here on VOW FM 88.1.
Thanks, Tato, for having me and the Area Code team. It's always great to come back to your show.
Now, Irene, first of all, I would like to take this time to commend you for the exceptional work that you have done, including the African Management Institute. And you've shown that, well, I mean, this pandemic, it's possible to come up with different ways to adapt to the challenges that we are facing right now. Now, I know that the Institute was founded in 2014 by Jonathan Cook. May you briefly tell us more about the IMI Institute?
So the reasoning behind forming an organization like AMI, a social enterprise as AMI, the African Management Institute, was because during that time, Jonathan, who was a then director of the Gibbs Gordon Institute of Business Science, and one of his master's students looked around the African continent. First of all, they were looking at the traditional business schools that, you know, were very set in how they offer their learning, which is a lecture kind of setup, and it's also not quite practical to the African entrepreneurship space. So when they sat down and looked at that, they in their minds were looking at how can they provide a program or set up a business support service that allows entrepreneurs to have practical experience and also have resources at their fingertips. Mm. So that was the reasoning behind AMI. And 8 years on, it has grown into this big organization that has employed almost 100 people, and we're working across the continent.
And the impact of COVID-19 has been devastating for businesses of every kind around the world, Irene, especially those businesses that were not considered essential. Entrepreneurs across all parts of the world had to adapt to the changes and challenges brought by the emergence of COVID-19 pandemic. And as the African Management Institute, how are you helping businesses across Africa to deal with the challenges caused by the pandemic? Let's start off with that.
Yeah, I think the impact on business has, you know, it has been tremendous. I don't know if there are any words in the English diction that can possibly explain the magnitude of the effect that businesses have experienced. So with that in mind, we've adapted our programs. So we had a Grow Your Business program, which was aimed at entrepreneurs or businesses that are in growth, the growth trajectory, so looking at businesses that have been in operation for a year. So we decided, well, in the context of the pandemic, we wanted to restructure the program to address immediate needs. Because at that point in March, we're almost looking at the anniversary of the pandemic and the lockdowns in South Africa specifically. In March, we looked at the survival was a key theme. So every entrepreneur that we were working with was like, look, I need to learn how to survive right now. So we restructured our program around survival. How do I do my scenario planning, my cash flow management? How do I do my projections so that I can just survive, so that I can assure the people whose livelihoods are going to be affected that I'm able to take care of my salary bill for the next 1 month, 2 months? So that's what we started looking at in terms of just enabling entrepreneurs to just navigate that point. And then looking forward, what does the new normal offer in terms of, we know so many things have been disrupted. How can we enable entrepreneurs to now start ideating, experimenting, looking at their customer profiling to see whether that has changed and what can they do about it? Mm. I think other than that program, which we'll be talking about, the Survive to Thrive program, we also looked at what else do people need. And something else that we looked at from speaking to entrepreneurs that we have been working with over the years was they needed a sense of community. You know, when you're going through something, it was all new to all of us, right? We had never experienced a pandemic to this extent. So getting a network going, it's something that AMI decided to focus on. So we have a community, which we call our Thrive community, which is a budding in a very ambitious group of businesses from across the African continent that come together on different social media platforms and just share their learnings, engage with each other, navigate the challenges together. Mm-hmm. And that's a free service as well. Mm-hmm. And we've also been having conversations that happen monthly that help entrepreneurs get into the mind of an entrepreneur that may seem to be succeeding. What has it taken for them to get where they are? And we also sadly prioritize the wellness of entrepreneurs, Tato, because that's one area where we forget that people still need the emotional support. They still need to be able to navigate what's happening in their business context as well as what's happening at home. To help them balance that, we have a weekly, at that point, it was a weekly meditation where we'd actually just walk people through what they're dealing with, the emotional challenges of the pandemic. And that's still going on. Again, that's also freely accessible to any entrepreneur that's listening to us today.
And indeed, there are so many challenges that entrepreneurs are facing during this pandemic period. And earlier on, Irene, we mentioned that the African Management Institute is offering a limited number of full scholarships to the Survive to Thrive program. Tell us about the Survive to Thrive program that is currently open for application.
So the Survive to Thrive program is a virtual program, and it looks at the areas that I've mentioned, which is survival, and it also looks at growth. So we walk entrepreneurs through that process as they reflect on their businesses. We're very practical in how we offer our learning. So we will introduce a theme at a particular session, and we would give you guidance on how you can reflect it back in your business. Go and do your scenario planning with your team, and then come back in the next session and discuss what worked for you and what didn't work for you. And, you know, looking at the challenges, especially around COVID and how I'm sure you are exposed to you're privy to the reports that have come out showing the imbalance in terms of how women have been affected by the pandemic as opposed to men. You'll see that women-led businesses or women in the third economy, which is basically the NGO sector, which employs a lot of women, interesting enough, have been really affected. And also the childcare aspect of it, you know, when children had to be at home, the balancing of that also made other women find it very difficult to go out and look for jobs. So with all that in the context, that's how we've decided to prioritize women for this particular scholarship. So it's limited scholarships for women, but it's not just specifically for women. So the scholarships are prioritized for women. However, men can still apply. And social and environmental impact businesses are also prioritizing the scholarships.
And Irene, I mean, COVID-19 has forced the lessons to move online. How has the reception been so far? Do you find it more or less convenient for your students, looking at the fact that some people do comprehend well information or any information shared to them very well when it's practical? How is it right now that everything has moved online?
That's an interesting question. I think at the beginning, we all, AMI has always been, has always had blended as part of our methodology. So we've always had an in-person experience as well as an online platform. So that has always been part of our methodology. So that wasn't really shocking. However, just, you know, the weirdness of now everybody is moving on Zoom and not all our participants were ready for that. So we all wavered through all that. But I have to say, we have broken down, you know, an in-person session would probably take 2 hours, actually the whole day. So we've broken it down to biteable size of information. So we would have a session for an hour to allow for, you know, concentration and also to allow for breakout rooms. I think that's what people have found quite effective in terms of how we do virtual learning. because we believe in being as practical as possible and using the technology that we have. So we try and use opportunities like in breakout rooms for people to actually converse with each other, to get to know each other, to get to challenge each other, discuss the topics that we've raised during the plenary.
I think this is a way of learning. And COVID-19 has reshaped the way people consume information. And your tool-based learning approach also helped AMI entrepreneurs, I'm talking about former students, to increase their revenue by, I think it's by 60% in a year, if I'm not mistaken. While 90% of companies who send staff to your management training saw an immediate tangible impact and also saw an increase when it comes to the productivity. Tell us about some of the successful entrepreneurs who benefited from this course and went on to thrive and survive.
Yes, no, definitely. I think just touching on that, Tato, is the fact that we're very impact-based. We want to ensure that the kind of tools and resources that we're providing to the participants, whether they're entrepreneurs or managers, they're actually causing a difference. So we survey a lot. In fact, if there's anything that at AMI we make jokes about is the fact that we survey a lot, because we always want to do a temperature check every single time to ensure that we're still relevant and we're still serving the needs of the participants we work with. So we've had, especially during COVID, we've had businesses that have gone through, there's a particular lady who started, her challenge was the fact that, you know, with disruption, she could not provide the service that she was providing. And she pivoted and started providing an essential service at that point. She started providing sanitizers and wet wipes as well. So that's one of the people. A South African example for us is a local entrepreneur in Alex, who has, through our program, just found ways of diversifying his business. He started with a salon, and then during his tenure on our program, he expanded to a massage parlor, and I hear now he's expanding to a car wash. So that's just how amazing it is when you go through this program, where there are other people who challenge you and make you think differently about your business. Because we don't believe that we're providing solutions for business owners. We believe that we're working together to help you actualize whatever you want as a business owner.
And Irene, let's talk about the six-month virtual business growth program designed to support businesses and entrepreneurs with practical skills and tools. Where can people go and get more information about this phenomenal six-month virtual business growth program? And for those who'd like to apply also, hey?
Yeah. So the eligibility criteria is quite straightforward. And you can go to our website, which is www.africanmanagers.org. So just visit our site and you will be able to get information on what we do. You will see the Survive to Thrive program under what we do, the tab, and you'll be able to see the eligibility criteria, which is basically for any young entrepreneur that's listening. If you've been operational for a year and your financial records for the your financial or your revenue is from a capping of 150,000 rand, you can still apply for that. So I think it's really exciting. It's an awesome opportunity that people need to take. You just need to take it, grab it, and just meet other entrepreneurs and learn how you can do things better.
Are there any specific requirements that you're looking for one to get admitted?
I will repeat them, but it's just basically you have to be operational for a year, and you have to have a revenue of over 150,000 rand. So if you've made that in your last financial year, you can apply for the program. And if you have a minimum of 2 full-time employees, all that is made quite clear on our website. So feel free to visit our website, our social media platforms. You'll get as much information as you'd like.
Well, the pandemic has left entrepreneurs and their ventures facing unprecedented challenges, and self-development and planning has become essential. And that's why this opportunity is for you. The African Management Institute is offering a limited number of full scholarships to Survive to Thrive program, prioritizing women-owned businesses. This is a six-month virtual business growth program designed to support businesses and entrepreneurs with practical skills and tools. Make sure that you visit AMMI's website on www.africanmanagers.org/survive-to-thrive. It is www.africanmanagers.com.org/survive-to-thrive and apply by the 28th of February 2021. Please feel free to contact AMI on 011-568-2664. That is 011-568-2664 for more information. Irene Okoye, thank you so much for joining us right here on VOW FM 88.1. Wishing you all the best.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that was Irene Okoye. She is the Business Development Manager for AMI Southern Africa.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vowfm.co.za.